It's our pleasure today to be talking with Josh Turek. Josh is seeking the Democratic Party nomination as a candidate for the United States Senate representing Iowa. Josh is a two-time Paralympic gold medalist for Team USA and a state legislator. He was born with spina bifida due to his father's exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. Josh overcame 21 surgeries by the age of 12 to eventually represent the U.S. in the Paralympics. After his basketball career ended with a gold medal in Tokyo, Josh ran to represent his hometown of Council Bluffs in the legislature. Josh pushed his chair up hills and crawled up stairs to talk to his constituents and eventually won by only 6 votes. He was re-elected, however, by a 5-point margin. Josh works to alleviate the economic pressures faced by cash-strapped Iowans and their families. He's a supporter of public education and has been a vocal opponent of school vouchers. Josh has been and continues to advocate for reform of Iowa's health care system. He's a strong proponent of environmental protection, especially the air, food, and water that we all rely on. Josh graduated from Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. He continued his basketball career at Southwest Minnesota State University. Josh graduated in 2002 and followed with an MBA. He lives in Council Bluffs with his wife, Geraldine, a naturalized U.S. citizen who works in healthcare. Josh, tell our listeners something about yourself they'll not find on your website or with a search engine.
Sure. Well, thanks. First, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I would say that one of the things that you certainly didn't cover in my bio, but I appreciate it. That was well done. Would be that I have also been a director of a nonprofit organization, and what we do is we provide free summer camps to disabled children, and we provide them adaptive sports equipment. And that is because, honestly, it was wheelchair basketball that really made a profound impact in my life. It was because of wheelchair basketball that I was able to represent my country and get a college education and travel the world. And there's not enough role models in the disability space. And so to be able to inspire the next generation and have the same opportunities that I've had is certainly something that you didn't cover. And then I would also say that I worked in healthcare in an organization. I was assessing and providing mobility devices, both power wheelchairs and manual wheelchairs, after I finished my basketball career. And I was working specifically with individuals with conditions like muscular dystrophy and ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And this is actually what was the impetus for me to decide to run for public office to begin with at the state level, is because we were showing that since the privatization of Medicaid in Iowa, we were showing a 1,000% increase. And also, I'm the first permanently disabled member of the Iowa legislature. And so it's been a really, really something that's been proud for me to represent the 1 in 5 Iowans that are either blind, deaf, intellectually disabled, or physically disabled.
As you talk with people around the state, and I assume you've been traveling a lot, what are their frequent concerns?
The concerns that I'm hearing all around the state, both in the urban and the rural areas, is the kitchen table issues. It's that people are struggling. In a community like mine, for example, Council Bluffs, we've got about 65% of the people that are living at or below the poverty line. People are struggling to keep food on the table. They're struggling to keep a roof above their head. They're struggling with a livable wage. They're struggling with healthcare cost. They're struggling with affordable and accessible healthcare, pharmaceuticals. I'm hearing a lot, unfortunately, on the doors over and over again of people will tell me, I've changed my jobs, I've changed insurances, and now I can no longer afford to take my medication. This is what I'm hearing from people. It's kitchen table issues. It's that we're not doing enough to support the middle class and the average American worker right now.
Well, if you're elected, what do you plan to do about that?
So a variety of things I think that we can do. One, first and foremost, if I'm able to get elected, we're going to do everything we can to drive down cost. We're going to do what we can to raise the minimum wage here in Iowa. We still have 2% of Iowans that are making minimum wage, and we have not raised that since 2008. I think we can all recognize that $7.25 is not a livable wage. And in Iowa, we actually have something called 14C, which I have tried to eliminate at the state level. Which I certainly would push to eliminate at the federal level, which is an ability for companies, both for-profit and nonprofit, to pay individuals with disabilities, both intellectual and physical disabilities, less than a minimum wage. I also would push to do everything that we possibly can to have more accessible and affordable health care. And in a state like ours, where we're basically dead last in terms of our PMIC beds and our OBGYNs, we've got massive rural healthcare crises, both on the physical side and on the mental side. Would do all that we can to address that issue, and certainly on addressing pharmaceuticals. I think that there's some common sense things that we can do to cap drug prices and to allow for there to be cheaper drug prices. Another thing that I would really love to see us address would be to address our cancer rates. We're the only state with a growing cancer rate. We have the second highest rates of cancer behind only Kentucky, and we put $0 of state appropriation towards that. And currently, with what's happening at the federal level, we're seeing cuts to the NIH funding, which is trying to address that issue. And that is a deeply, deeply personal issue to me. I lost my grandmother to pancreatic cancer. My dad, due to his exposure to Agent Orange, has battled several forms of cancer. And nearly the day that I launched this campaign, I found out that my sister has been recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And unfortunately, it's something that's touching far too many Iowans, and we're not doing nearly enough to address this at the state and the federal level. And along with cancer would be our water quality crisis that we're having here in Iowa. And we're in a state where we're defunding our water quality sensors, and the nitrate levels are very, very high. And I think that every single Iowan should have the right to clean air, and certainly to access to clean water. It touches every single person. You know, all 3.2 million Iowans need to have a livable wage, need to have a roof above their head, need to be able to have affordable and accessible health care, pharmaceuticals, and access to clean water, along with infrastructure and public schooling. These are the issues that people care about. It's the kitchen table issues.
Those are just basic, aren't they?
They should be. But unfortunately, we've not had representatives, I believe, that have looked out for the middle class or for small family farmers or for small businesses. I feel like our current slate of representatives have done far more to look out for billionaires and to look out for large corporations and for DC donors and lobbyists. I'm someone that's gone through an enormous amount of economic struggle in my life and healthcare struggles. I have a genuine understanding and empathy of the plights of the less fortunate. And I'm only here because of a lot of the social safety nets that are currently being gutted and defunded and eliminated. And I think that we need to do far more to protect the middle class because it's eroding. And certainly to do more to protect social safety nets like Medicaid. One in five Iowans are on Medicaid, two in five in the rural communities. And to protect the most vulnerable in our society. I think government has an obligation to do so.
Well, one of the things that's going to make that difficult is money. Money in two different ways. One of them, money to take care of the problems that seems to be at this point, folks are blocking funding that's already been approved. And in addition, money in campaigns. How do we deal with that enormous amount of money that's entering the political arena? With minimal regulation on the national level and no regulation on the state level.
You're exactly right. One of the other areas that we certainly need to be focusing on is you know, I'm a big believer that we need to be pro-democracy, pro-transparency, anti-corruption, and anti-monopoly. And when you're talking about that pro-democracy, one of the issues that has certainly eroded our democracy the most has been our lack of campaign finance reform. I think you can make the argument that Citizens United was one of the worst decisions in the history of the Supreme Court. We need to do far, far more to get the dark money out of politics. I think there's some common sense ideas that we can add more transparency to this process and ideas, for example, of like banning stock trading from our representatives. You know, our representatives shouldn't be going up there to become infinitely wealthy. They should be going up there to do the work of the people and for the people, and that is for the working class, for the middle class. And campaign finance reform is certainly a large part of that. We really, really do. It has certainly been one of the worst decisions with what they can do now with PAC money and super PAC money and all of this dark money that has infiltrated the system. It's egregious, and it's one of the reasons why I believe that our current slate of legislators is only looking out for the billionaires, and that is because of the amount of money that they're forced to raise to pull this off.
Another one is another issue is the, of course, the woman's right to her own body. You have a position.
Yeah, I think what we've done in Iowa for a 6-week abortion ban is fundamentally wrong when most women don't even realize that they're pregnant. I believe in body autonomy. I believe in women's reproductive freedom. And if I'm able to get to the United States Senate, I will fight for us to codify Roe.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about something with regard to immigration. Since, of course, your wife is an immigrant, do you have a position on that?
Yeah, I think it would be twofold. One, I as someone that has gone through this personally under the first Trump administration, myself and my wife, we were denied an interview. We were sent paperwork in the mail that was saying she had 60 days essentially, or she was going to be deported. It cost us thousands of dollars, and we had to hire a lawyer. It was very, very complicated. I think that we need a far easier pathway to citizenship for individuals that want to come here and work and make a better life for themselves. I mean, ultimately, the national model is e pluribus unum, out of many comes one. And however, we also can recognize that we do need common sense border security.
Lastly, how are you planning on winning the general election?
I plan on winning the general election because, like my hero, Tom Harkin, the father of the American with Disabilities Act, 30 years the senator here in Iowa, I am a common sense prairie populist, and I really do believe at our essence, we are not a red state. I believe that we are a common sense state. And I think more than red versus blue, I think what Iowans want and what all really Americans want out of their legislators is they want individuals that are going to work very, very hard to find solutions in a bipartisan way to individuals' problems. I'm not someone that is looking to play political games. You can look at my history in the state legislature. I've been able to get several things across the finish line. That is because I'm willing to work across the aisle. To actually get things done. And that's what we want. We want individuals that have empathy and understanding of the plights of what people are going through and then are going to fight for solutions, legislative solutions to people's problems. I've gone through an enormous amount of economic adversity in my life, an enormous amount of healthcare adversity in my life. I'm someone that through an enormous amount of hard work has been able to achieve great things with not winning the genetic lottery. And I want to go out there, and what I want to do is I want to fight for Iowa and Iowans, and I want to fight for the middle class and the average worker. I want to fight for family farms and for Iowans to have a better shot and not just go up there and look out for billionaires and large corporations and lobbyists. That's what we deserve. That's what we demand.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for being with us today, and I'm sure our listeners will enjoy listening to this interview.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been our pleasure today to be talking with Josh Turek. Josh is seeking the Democratic Party nomination as a candidate for the United States Senate for Iowa.